Today's daf is Ksubis daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, about five lines before the end of the page, at the two dots on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. So first we're going to quote a brisa where we're going to give a list of women who do not receive a knas, nor do they, for ones, nor do they receive a knas payment for mefate, if a man is mefate. These women, and most of the daf is just going to be going through this list of people who do not receive a knas or pitoy. The Gemara in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph is going to explore who the author of the brisa might be that suggests the ma'enes ain la knas, that a girl who's ma'enes, who has a marriage mit rabbanan as a katana, and then rejects that marriage, does not receive a knas, considering that implication of that statement regarding a regular katana and whether she gets a knas or not. Then the Gemara is going to discuss a stira, whether there's tainus besulim by a chareshes and a shota. What sort of assumption does one make when one marries a chareshes or a shota? Do we have a tainus besulim or is there not a tainus besulim? And on the days, the Gemara is going to talk about a knas for someone who had a shame rabbi aldusa, someone who had a bad reputation. Do we assume that she's still a besula, even considering the bad reputation? And we're going to have a parallel case with a shtar that has a bad reputation, so to speak, that there's something going on about the shtar. Then finally, the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Beis is going to give a list, a parallel list to the list that we had given previously of all the girls who do get a knas. This Mishnah is going to give a list of all the girls who do not receive a knas, and the Gemara is going to, that's going to lead the Gemara into a machlokas about the status of a shvuya. What assumptions do we make about a girl who is held in captivity? So let's begin at the two dots. Tan Rabbanan, arayos ushnios la'arayos, inlan lo knas v'lo pitui. Anyone who's arayos or shnios la'arayos does not receive knas, nor do they receive pitui. The Gemara is going to explain what arayos are and what shnios la'arayos are in this context, but they don't receive the normal knas and pitui. Now, knas just means a penalty. Knas could be technically for anything. Over here, what knas means is the knas that one pays for being ma'anes, a girl. When we say pitui, it's also a knas. Pitui is a knas that you pay for being mefata, the girl. So Tosus is already bothered. Why do we use that lashon ve'en len lo knas lo pitui? If we wanted to keep the lashon consistent, it should be either ein len lo knas lo mishum ones v'lo mishum pitui, or if you want to leave out the word knas because it's obvious, say ein len lo ones v'lo pitui. So Tosus writes, it's istugaras v'lo ones mishum de pitui nami knasu. Some say that it's lo ones v'lo pitui, not lo knas v'lo pitui, because pitui is also a knas. Va'omari de garsinan le de shayich l'mikri lo ones knas tfei mili pitui mishum de ones shosa ba'atzitzo. But Tosus suggests that maybe the girsa is correct, and even though knas could be a generic term that refers to all sorts of knasos, by ones it's specifically appropriate to use the term knas because there's an extra punishment by the ones that the man has to marry the girl, and even if he does marry the girl, he has to pay the penalty, as opposed to by a pitoy, where if he marries her, he doesn't have to pay the penalty. So knas is a stronger term to use by ones than it is to use anywhere else. Shita Mukbetza suggests that by the anusa, he has to pay the knas on the act that he did, meaning being ma'anis, or the act itself is what he's paying for. By a mafuta, it's not in the maisa alone that he's paying for, because she acquiesced to the maisa. It's because he was mefateh bidvarim. It's because he had seduced her. He had spoken to her and seduced her with his words, and therefore that's called the knas by pitoy. Is called pitoy because we dafka want to mention not just the act, but what led up to the act. The pitoy, the seduction that led up to the act. So that's why by onus it's more shaykh to say knas than it is by pitoy. Good, the brisa continues. Hamemeenes in la lo knas flo pitoy. A girl is mima'enes. We assume she's not a besula anymore because she's been married as a katana. Granted, it's only been a marriage mit rabbanan, but because of that, we assume that she can no longer collect knas or pitoy. Islandess in la lo knas flo pitoy. A girl is an islandess. Does not get a knas. She doesn't have any siman. She never gets simani narus, and she's never able to have children. She goes straight from being a katana to being an islandess to being a gedola. So she doesn't get a knas because knas is a payment that's only given to a nara, and she skips right over the stage of life of narus. So she's never gonna get a knas or a pitoy. Vayotzis mishum shemra ein lalo knas v'lo pitoy. A girl whose husband is motzi shemra about her that she didn't have besulim is also not going to get a knas and not pitoy. The assumption right now is that we're talking about a girl who's guilty, that the husband has proven that she had slept with someone else be'erisin, and therefore she's chayav skila, so she's not going to get a knas and nor is she going to get a pitoy. And lamed vav beis, in today's lamed beis, we're going to raise the question. Of course, she doesn't get a knas for a pitoy. She's a bas skila. She's chayav skila. Of course, she's not going to get any payments. So the Gemara is going to deal with that. So now, says the Gemara, let's go back to the beginning of this brisa. Maya rayos and my shnios la rayos. The brisa started by saying that arayos and shnios la rayos do not get a knas or a pitoy. What exactly are we referring to when we talk about arayos and shnios la rayos? Ilema arayos arayos mamish shnios midivrei sofrim. If arayos means literally what we normally refer to arayos as, and shnios meaning the arayos midaraisa, and the shnios are those arayos that are midivrei sofrim that the rabbanan added to the list of the arayos. Kivin de midaraisa chazilei amayin len knas. Well, why would the shnios not get a knas? On the daraisa level, they're perfectly permissible, and therefore the knas is something that's din daraisa. Well, why would the knas not be applicable to someone who's only shnios la arayos? Ella rather says the Gemara, arayos is chayav emisus beizdin. Arayos, what we refer to over here as arayos, are those arayos that you chayav emisus beizdin for sleeping with. Shnios chayav ekrisus. But shnios that we refer to is not midivrei sofrim, rather it's those that are isurim midaraisa, that are asurim midaraisa, but that you're only chayav kares for. Aval chayav elavin yesh len knas. And the implication is that for something that's chayav elavin, there would be a knas, meaning even those who are asur midaraisa, but the isur is only chayav elavin, they're not chayav ekrisus, chayav emisus beizdin, there would be a knas payment for them. Umani shemina timnihi. And this is assuming like the sheet of shemina timni that we had way back at the beginning of this parak, who held that a woman that's yeshba havaya, as long as there's tfisas kiddushin, there's a kenas payment. So by chayav elavin, as long as you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, by chayav elavin there's tfisas kiddushin, so mele, there's going to be a kenas payment. Igad Amri, others say, no, arayos means chayav emisus based in v'chayav ekrisus. Arayos refers to both chayav emisus bezin and chayav ekrisus. Shnios chayav elavin. When we say shnios, that refers to those women that are asur midaraisa only as chayav elavin. And mani Rabbi Shimba Menasihi. And we're saying neither of them get knas, not even chayav elavin get knas, because we're assuming like Rabbi Shimba Menasihi that the only woman who gets knas is an isha haru'iya lakaima, is a woman that you're permitted to stay married to. Chayav elavin, one is not permitted to stay married to, and therefore they don't get knas. Tosos raised the question, Tosos Yishanim, in the small words on the top of the page, Avil Chayav Elavin Yesh Lan Knas Mani Shem Natimnihi, Lov Matzi Lameimer Nami Rabbi Nechunyahi, Dilididei Lov Akarilu Shnios, Shem Mashra Chayav Ekrisus Chayav Mispeis. I mean, why don't we just say that it's assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Nechunyah, Rabbi Nechunyah Ben Akanu, who treats Chayav Ekrisus on the same level as Chayav Mispeis. He says, well, we can't say that because then we never would have labeled it as Shnios. If it was Rabbi Nechunyah Ben Akanu, we would never call Chayav Ekrisus Shnios, because Rabbi Nechunyah Ben Akanah treats Chayav Ekrisus the same exact way he would treat Chayav Emisus Bezin, as we saw when it comes to Kamle B'drabineh. He also, just like by Chayav Emisus Bezin is Kamle B'drabineh, by Chayav Ekrisus is also Kamle B'drabineh. But Frek tells us, why don't we suggest that the author might be Rabbi Akiva? V'hadlo kamar amani Rabbi Akiva, v'arayos Chayav Emisus, u'shnios Chayav Ekrisus, v'chayav Elavin. Why don't we say that arayos means Chayav Emisus Bezin, shnios means Chayav Ekrisus and Chayav Elavin, and none of them get Knas, and that fits very well to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds that you can have Mamzerus even by Chayav Elavin, that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, even by Chayav Elavin, that none of them should get Knas. The reason we don't say that is because we'd rather have the Braisa work according to the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is a Das Yachid about the issue of Chayav Elavin, so we'd rather have the Braisa work even according to those who hold, according to the majority opinion, that holds that tfisa, there is Tfisas Kiddushin by Chayav Elavin. V'od mishum dekamer blishna kamer mani shemnatimnihi kamer nami bikadamri mani rib shemnasihi davi bar plukti de shemnatimni. Also, once we mention shemnatimni, it makes more sense to work off of Rabbi Shimba Menasya, because they're the ones that disagree in terms of where there is kenas, whether it's any woman that's yeshba avaya or any woman that's ruya lekaima, rather than bringing an outside sheet braisa of Rabbi Akiva to explain this braisa. It's much easier to just keep it consistent to talk about the bar pluktas, Rabbi Shimon Atimni and Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Now we had originally suggested shnios means midivrei sofrim, and then immediately rejected that shnios can't be referring to something that's midrabanan, because there's no reason that a girl that's only asa midrabanan would not get a knas. It's interesting that Rashi, when he gives examples, what are shnios midivrei sofrim, says Rashi, shnios shegazru chom mal shnios shalhen laharchik min avera, things that only the rabbanan were gozer on, but are not asur midaraisa, kigon eim imo ve'im aviv v'shar raisa shnios perk bez yivamos, like one's mother's mother, one's father's mother, meaning your grandmother's, and all the other arayos. So we also mentioned ashnios. So it's just interesting that Rashi gives those examples. The Rashash points out that those can't be the examples that the Bryce is talking about. We're talking about einlan lo knas v'lo pitoy. They would never get a knas. They're not besulos anymore. Your grandmothers can't possibly be besulos, and they can't possibly be a na'ara. So the whole thing the example that Rashi gives doesn't really work. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, yeah, you just pick those as a dugma bialma, but and that's what the Rashash says. Kedi nakat lahu. He just gives those because those are the classic example of shnios, but it doesn't mean to actually plug in those relationships to our brayso. So that wouldn't make any sense. So the Meiri gives better examples. He says like bas ben bino and bas bito, one's great granddaughters. Okay, so such a girl could be a nara and could be a besula. Those would be the better examples of divrei sofrim that we would give. Okay, weiter in the Gemara, ma'enes ein laknas. So we said a ma'enes also does not receive a knas payment. So says the Gemara, wait a second, ma'enes ein laknas v'lo pitoy, doesn't get a knas payment nor pitoy. That implies that ha'katana bialma isla. A ma'enes is a girl who's a katana. She's given over for kiddushin as a katana by her mother and her brother, and it's a kiddushin midrabanan. So it sounds like another girl in her age bracket, a katana, would normally get onus and pitui. So money, who's the author? Rabbanani damri katani yesh laknas. It must be that part of the brisa is assuming, like the sheet of the rabbanan, that a katana does receive knas. But ema seifa. But then the brisa goes on to say, islandus ein lo knas v'lo pitui, that an islandus doesn't get knas and not pitui. Now, why did we say that an islandus doesn't get knas? We said because she skips right over being a nara. She never gets to be a nara, so she never has an opportunity to get knas. So the assumption of the line that an islandus does not get knas is that a katana also does not get knas, because the whole svara for an islandus not getting knas is because she never gets to be a nara. She's only a katana and a gedola. So also the Rameir, damar katana ein lo knas. So that line about islandus sounds like it's assuming, like Rabbi Meir, that a katana does not get a knas. Vaha, and this girl, mikatanusa, yatsa lebegar, she went straight from being a katana to a bogeres. She never got to be a na'ara, and that's why she doesn't get a knas. So what's going on here? Reisha Rabbanan, v'sefer Rabbi Meir, the Reisha where it says that a mema enes does not get a knas, which implies that a normal katana does, is going like the Rabbanan, and the Seifa that says that an islandist does not get knas, which assumes that a katana also does not get knas, is going like Rabbi Meir. Which is it? Who's the author? Is it the Rabbanan or is it Rabbi Meir? The Gemara is going to have four suggestions of how to make this price of work. V'chi tema, one suggestion is kula Rabbi Meir hi ubemema enes savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the whole brisa is going like Rabbi Meir, and when it comes to mema enes, the brisa assumes like Rabbi Yehuda that you don't have to be a katana to be mema enes. What was our whole diuk from the resha? We said that a mema enes does not have a knas, and a mema enes is always a katana, so that implies that a regular katana does get knas. So says Gemara, who says a mema enes is always a katana? Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a nara can be mema enes, and therefore the whole diuk we made in the resha is an invalid diuk. Yeah, a nara that's mema enes is ein la knas. No diuk to make about a regular katana from that. So frankly, Gemara misavala. But can you suggest that a mayor holds like Rabbi Yehuda with regard to a nara being mema enes? Vatani, we have a brayse that says explicitly not that way. The brayse says that Masai Abbas Mima Enes, for how long, till what age can a girl be Mima Enes? At Shetavi Shtei Sa'aros de Rameir. Rameir holds only until Shtei Sa'aros, meaning the second she hits the stage of Narus, it's too late for her to be Mima Enes. Rabbi Huda Amar Achir B'Shachra Lavan. Rabbi Huda says, till there she has more black than white on the Shtei Sa'aros, which means that the Shtei Sa'aros have reached a certain length. We showed him get into details of exactly the length, but not so important to get into for us right now. But the point is that it's more than just the stage of Na'ara, that she, more than just getting past Kitana, that she's ready in Na'ara, and she can still be Mema'anis. But you see, Rav Meir doesn't agree with that Shita, of Rabbi Yehuda. Tosos has an interesting discussion in Masachs Basun, Daf Kufn and Vav. Tosos isn't sure. When Rabbi Yehuda says, Achir B'Shachra Lavan, is he saying Dafka by Miyun there's such a din, that it's Achir B'Shachra Lavan, or is it by other dinim as well? Meaning, is this a stage in life, another stage? Meaning, we know that when she has Shtei Sarah, she goes from being a Ketana to being a Nara. 6 months later, she goes to being a Bogeres. By somewhere in between, when it's Yirba HaShachar al-Lavan, presumably that's somewhere in between, that's somewhere in the middle of Narus, is that a stage that applies to other things? Or is that just for Mima Enes? Tosos isn't sure in Babas Vedav Kufn and Vav Amrav. Mishal Melech asks on Tosos that when the Bryce says Ein Knas L'Mima Enes, that's where we quote the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that she could be Mima Enes until Yirba HaShachar in order to make the Tana work by a Nara where you could have a payment of Knas. Even if you assume like Rav Meir that a Ketana does not get a Knas. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that she could be Mayin, not Shehir Bashachar, is Dafka Din by Miyun, but by other Dinim, she's considered a Gedola as soon as she has Shtei Sa'aros, because Legabe Knas, her Din is like a Nara, meaning the very context over here is that we're saying she gets a Knas already before that point, meaning before the point of Yehir Bashachar. So how could Tosas even have a Havamina, that the stage of Yehir Bashachar is something that applies to other Dinim? We see by the other Dinim that no, as soon as she's a Nara, by the din of Knas, as soon as she's a Nara, that's when she's going to receive a Knas. So it must be that it's only a din in Mima Enes. That's what Mishnah Nol suggests, like that Sadim Tosos. That it must be that this whole idea of Yirba Shachar is only din Mima Enes. But bottom line is, the Gemara is still trying to figure out who is the author of our Brisa. That on the one hand, we imply that a Kitana does get Knas, and on the other hand, we imply that a Kitana does not get Knas. So Ella says Gemara suggestion number two. Rabbi Yehudahi. Maybe the Brisa is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning maybe the Brisa is authored by Rabbi Yehuda with regard to a Mima Enes, that a Mima Enes, a girl even till the stage of Nara, even while she's in Nara, can be Mima Enes. And therefore we cannot be Medayik anything from the Resha. And with regard to whether a Ketana gets Knas, he assumes like Rabbi Meir that a Ketana does not get Knas, and that's why an islandess doesn't get Knas, because she skips right over from being a Ketana to being a Bogeres. But Savrla, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rabbi Meir? Vam Rabbi Yehuda Marav, but didn't Rabbi Yehuda Marav say, when commenting on Shitas Rabbi Meir, that Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir, that who's the one that holds a Ketana does not get Knas, that is only Rabbi Meir, the Imisa, but if Rabbi Yehuda agreed to Rabbi Meir, Zu Divrei Meir V'Rabbi Yehuda Mibayle, it should have said Zu Divrei Meir V'Rabbi Yehuda, instead of just saying Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. So it's very hard to say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir's position that a Ketana does not get Knas. Why then would we highlight Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir? Tosfos points out, what, is Rabbi Meir the only Tana that holds a Ketana doesn't get Knas? There are lots of Tanaim that hold a Ketana doesn't get Knas. And we don't say Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir and all of them. We don't say Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yonah's son and Rabbi Yoshia, who appear in the Sugya and Sanhedrin of Samach Vav, that also say a Ketana does not get Knas. So Tosfos suggests that Mikal Makom Lo Kamer Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yoshia to Lo Parachach Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yudim Yibayilei El Mishm Drabi Dabar Plukte Rabbi Meir. Typically, when you see that a mayor argues on someone anonymous, we assume that Rabbi Yehuda is part of that anonymous group, because Rabbi Yehuda is a bar plukta of Rabbi Meir. So if Rabbi Yehuda really sided with Rabbi Meir, the Gemara asks very well, it should have said, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir vir Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that it doesn't single out Rabbi Yehuda as siding with Rabbi Meir strongly implies that Rabbi Yehuda is in the other camp that disagrees. disagrees with Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yoshia is not a bar plukta of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara wouldn't have to single out Rabbi Yoshia as someone who sides with Rabbi Meir. That's why we're making the diuk, that it should have said Zudiv Rabbi Meir vir Rabbi Yehuda. But it didn't have to say Zudiv Rabbi Meir vir Rabbi Yoshia. Tosfos just points out, though, that if Rabbi Yoshia Taka agrees to Rabbi Meir with regard to a katana, why do we have to say that our brisa is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir, and then reject that as a possibility? Just say simpler. Say our brisa is authored by Rabbi Yoshia, meaning it's not Rabbi Meir, and because we already said Rabbi Meir doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda with regard to a Nara being able to be Mema'enes. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree to Rabbi Meir with regard to a Ketana getting Knas. So why don't we just say it's Rabbi Yoshia? Rabbi Yoshia, we know, agrees to Rabbi Meir with regard to a Ketana getting Knas, and we don't have any record of Rabbi Yoshia disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda's position about a Nara being Mema'enes. So why not just say Zudiv Rabbi Yoshia? So Tosfos leaves that as the Kasha. That's a good Kasha. Why we don't suggest that as a possibility? But anyway, the Gemara has two other possibilities. Third possibility, Hai Tana Savala. This must be a Tana that holds like Rabbi Meir in one regard and disagrees with Rabbi Meir in another regard. Meaning, like Tosfos suggests, maybe it's Rabbi Yoshia or any other Tana that agrees with Rabbi Meir about a Katana getting Knas, but disagrees with Rabbi Meir about a Nara being Mema'enes. And Raf Ramam, our fourth possibility, my Mema'enes. No, when we said that a Mema'enes does not get Knas, we didn't mean a Mema'enes, only a girl who actually does Miyun, which would imply that a regular Katana does get Knas. No, what we meant is Haru'uya Lema'en, a girl who's of age to be Mema'enes. And what's that? That's a Katana. So when we say that a Mema'enes ain't the Knas, instead of being Medayek, that a regular Katana does get Knas, you should be Medayek the opposite. The word Mema'enes over here means a Katana. So when we say Mema'enes is ain't the Knas, we mean a Katana is ain't the Knas. So frankly, we're not listening to Katana, but there's a better way to say the word Katana, and that is the word Katana. Why would you call it Mema'enes? So Kasha, that's taka difficult. Why we wouldn't use the word Katana? Now, the word Kasha is not the same as the word Tiyufta. Tiyufta would mean that it's a Kasha that we don't have a teretz to. So Tosfos points out over here, V'teimu l'riya, Mailo Mashani, Dagavorche, Kamashmulan, Dad Masai, Bas Mema'enes, Achitavish, Teisaros. The Gemara could have answered this Kasha fairly easily. The reason we don't use the word Katana, we use the word Mema'enes, is because we always try to maximize the impact of the limud. So if we could teach two dinim in one word, we'd rather teach two dinim in one word than teach only one din in that one word. So we could use the word katana, and that would just teach us that katana does not get knas. But by using the word mema'enes, we're learning two dinim. We're learning, number one, that a katana does not get knas, and number two, we're learning that a girl can only be mema'enes so long as she's still a katana, and once she's in nara, it's too late for her to be mema'enes. So that would be the answer to the kasha. The Achronim raised problems with that answer as well. Rabbi Akiva Eiger discusses, not for now. Islandus ain lo knas velo pitoi. We said an islandus also does not receive knas, nor does she receive pitoi. Or a mini Velasquez stira hachareshes vashotava islandus yeshlan knas yeshlan tainus besulim. Says beferish that an islandus does get knas. Plus, there's Tainus Pesulim on an islandist, but that's not really so relevant to the Kasha. The Kasha is that an islandist does get Knas. So, frankly, Marvai Mai Rumya, Hara Meir, Hara Banan. Why is that a Stira? It's a Machlokas from Meir and the Rabbanan, whether an islandist gets Knas or not. Because, again, if you assume that a Katana does not get Knas, so then an islandist won't get Knas because she skips over being a Nara. But if you assume a Katana does get Knas, so an islandist could also get Knas. Frankly, Marvai, the Karila, my Karila. It's too obvious an answer. How could you ask such a Stira, it's such an obvious answer that there's a difference between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. So says Gemara that you're right. That's not really the question we were driving at. We just wanted to quote that Brisa because there's another Stira that presents itself as a result of that Brisa, and the Stira is not about an islandess at all. Mishum disal lemir ma'achriti lavei. There's another Stira to ask, and that is that the Brisa we just quoted says that a Chareshes and a Shota have a Knas and have Tainus Besulim, that there's Tainus Besulim and a Chareshes and Shota. But we have another Brisa that says, a Chareshes Vashota Vabogeres Mukaseitz that a chareshes and a shot are on the list of girls who there is no tainus besulim for. So hasuma va'ilin is yeshlan tainus besulim, and suma and ilin is there is a tainus besulim. Sumcha some rishum remeir, suma ilin tainus besulim. Sumcha says in the remeir that a suma doesn't have tainus besulim. But bottom line is that brisa is a stira to the brisa we just quoted a few lines ago with regard to whether a chareshes and a shot have tainus besulim. That's the real stira we're driving at. That's really why we quoted this brisa. Before we actually answer the stira, if you look at Tosas, Tosas points out the brisa that says Charesa and Shota don't have Tainus Pesulim, Pirush Mekuntres Tiav Pikachas Liton have a Tana Mishorastani Nenasti. The reason you can't have a Tainus Pesulim against Charesa and Shota is because she can't defend herself. But if she were able to defend herself, she could have a simple Taina of Mishorastani Nenasti and she'd be believed. She could say that, yes, you're right, I don't have Pesulim, but that's because I was Nenas after Erisin, and therefore I still am entitled to my full Ksuba. So that's why there's no Tainus Pesulim against her, because if she were able to speak to defend herself, she could have had a good defense. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. How could you take away money from the husband and make him pay a ksuba based on the suffix that, what, that maybe she was raped after Erisin? I mean, it's one thing if a girl actually makes that taina, but to make that taina for the girl misafik when we have no evidence and we know nothing of the sort ever happened to her like that, so that's very hard to take away money from a guy based on such a thing. So Tosfos writes in the name of the Ri, in the third very wide line of Tosfos, now the reason she doesn't have a tainus besulim is because there's an assumption that she's a mukas eitz, because she's a chareshes and a shota, so she's not careful, she doesn't know how to take care of herself, so it could be she's a mukas eitz. That even though a lot of women get into accidents and do things that might cause them to be mukas eitz, but they would know about it and they would make that taina for themselves. Chareshes and Ashota can't tell you that they're a mukas eitz if they are a mukas eitz. V'chein nireh says to us, and the truth is, deberov sorm lo garsin la el berbaisa, ela chareshes v'ashota v'aylin esiyishlan knas v'su lo. All the Brises said, according to most of the Svarim that have the Girsa, and our Girsa also, is that a Chareshes, Shota, and Islandis is Yeshlem Knas. I'm sorry, no, our Girsa is not like this, is Yeshlem Knas. And that's it. It doesn't say anything about Tainus Pesulim. All it says is Knas. Ve'im Kosov Bros Svarim V'Yeshlem Tainus Pesulim. Most of the Svarim in the first Brisa that we quote over here in this contradiction don't even have the Girsa of Yeshlem Tainus Pesulim. Ulpirish Ri Parach Shapir. And according to the Ri, we still get the kasha. By saying that they have knas, what we're saying is that we must not consider them to be a mukas eitz, and therefore we're asking a stira from the second brisa that says that chareshes and shota ein lan tainus besulim, which sounds like that we are considering them to be a mukas eitz, and that's why you can't have a tainus besulim. But according to Rashi's understanding, that it's not about a mukas eitz; it's all about whether she had bia with somebody. Well, then how do you make sense of that girsa that doesn't even quote anything about tainus besulim in the first brisa? All it talks about is knas. So Tosfos says that girsa would be a very strong raya to the sheet of the Ri and against the sheet of Rashi. But going back to the Gemara, now let's assume, like the sheet of Rashi, that we have a simple stira, that on the one hand the brisa says that a chareshes and a shota yeshlan tainus besulim, on the other end we have a brisa that says a chareshes and a shota ein lahen tainus besulim. What do we do with that stira? Amrav sheshes lo kasha. Harav Gamliel vaha Rabbi Yeshua. It's a machlokas from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua that we had all over the end of the first parak and the beginning of the second parak, where Rabbi Gamliel said in the first parak that if a girl says misharastani nenasti, she's believed. So over here also, you can't have a tainus besulim to make her lose her ksuba, because we can suggest that if she was a pikachas, she would have made the tain of misharastani nenasti. Whereas if you assume like Rabbi Yeshua, lo mipi anu chayin, that we don't believe her when she says misharastani nenasti, so then you could have a tainus besulim, because even if she was a pikachas, she would have no defense. She would have nothing to say to get her out of that that accusation. So it says, wait a second, Amar d'sham le'Rav Gamliel hecha d'katana ihi. Where does Rav Gamliel say that a girl is believed? That's when she makes the tain of misharastani nenasti. Hecha d'lo katana ihi misham le'. Does Rav Gamliel still hold that she's going to be in that manner, even if she doesn't make the Taina? Says Mara in. Given the Ring Mumiel Mehemna, Kigonsu Psach Pichli Ilemu, that since she is normally believed, this would be an example of Psach Pichli Ilem, that she's unable to make the Taina, and we're willing to make that Taina for her because she's unable to make that Taina for herself. Vabogeres in Latinus Pesulim. We also mentioned that a Bogeres does not have Tainus Pesulim. We mentioned in the Brisa that a Bogeres, in the second Brisa we quoted in the Stira, that a Bogeres does not have, there's no Tainus Pesulim against a Bogeres. Vamarav Bogeres Nosan Laila Rishon. Does that mean suggest that a Bogeres doesn't have any Dam Pesulim? But didn't we say that a Bogeres, how long do you assume that the blood that she sees after Bia is blood of Dam Pesulim? The whole Laila Rishon, no matter how many times they have Bia on that first night, we assume that's all Dam Pesulim. So don't you see that a Bogeres does have Dam Besulim? Says Gemara, Ida Katan Tainas Damim Hachinami. If that's the Taina that the guy is saying that she doesn't have any dam, then you're right. Then there would be no. Then there would be a Tainas Besulim. Hachamai Askinan to Katan Tainas Pesach Pesuach. There's only no Tainas Besulim if the Taina comes in the form of Pesach Pesuach, because a Bogeres is expected to be Pischa Pesuach. She's expected to be a little more open than a younger girl. So therefore, there's no Taina of Pesach Pesuach. But in a Chinami, there is a Tainas Damim on a Bogeres because a Bogeres is still expected to bleed. That's our gear. Tos points out others have the gears in the reverse, that there would be a taina of damim, but not a taina of that there would be a taina of pesach pesuch, but not a taina of damim. Sumcha zamer shumra meir suma in latinus pesulim. We then quoted in the brayso that sumcha says in the name of Rameir that a blind girl, there's no tainus pesulim against a blind girl either. My time at the sumchus. Why? What's the svara? Amr Rabbi Zeir b'neishach nechbetas al gabe karka. She's always tripping, so she's very accident prone, and therefore it's very likely that she lost her pesulim that way. She became a mukaseitz. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? All girls are accident prone. Kids are accident prone. So at any point during her childhood, she could have fallen and something could have happened. And says the Gemara, kulu ro samaras le'iman. Yeah, but if a little girl falls down and she starts bleeding, she's going to show her mother what happened. Zuein ro avein amar le'ima. But this girl, she's blind. She doesn't see that there's any blood. She doesn't know to show her mother, and therefore it's never going to come to light that she's a mukaseitz. Whereas a regular girl, if she were a mukaseitz, so it'll come to light. People will know about it. We then mentioned that a girl who's Yotzis Mishum Shem Ra also does not receive Knas or Pitoy payment. We mentioned that in the Brisa that we started the daf with. So, Frakti Gemara, Hayotzis Mishum Shem Ra. Baskilihi, what are you talking about? If a girl is Yotzim Shum Shem Ran, she's guilty? She's Chayav Askil. Of course she doesn't get any Knas or Pitoy. Amr of Sheshes Hachi Kamar. No, what we mean to say is as follows. Misha Yotzala Shem Ra Biyaldusa Ein Lo Knas Velo Pitoy. Not that the regular case of Motzi Shem Ra where the husband is saying that Lo Motzasi Besulim. No, we mean if a girl as a child had a bad reputation, so then she no longer receives Knas or Pitoy as a Nara. Amr of What you see from here is this isn't only about a girl's reputation, this is about the reputation of anything. If you have a shtar that has a bad reputation, you cannot collect with such a shtar. Say, Echidami, what exactly is the case of such a shtar? If you're going to say that, we're talking about a shtar that there was a call that was mezuyev, that was forged. So what would be the parallel case by the girl? The girl, the bad reputation is that the word is going around that she was mezana. I thought we don't listen to such rumors that she was mezana. Ella must be dasabei treva amelu detuta v'tinu b'disura. Now the case of the girl having a shame ram must be that two people come and say, yeah, this girl was mafker herself. We're big tzaddikim, so we didn't listen to her, but she tried to seduce us. She was mafker herself. So that's what the two edim come and say. So the kavasa hacha. So what would you say that by the shtar dasabei treva amelu detu amelu zayfuli, that two witnesses come and say, oh yeah, this guy that's trying to write a shtar, he tried to get us to forge a shtar for him. So that's the case of a shame ra and a star, well, bishlam hahasam shchichi prutzin elahachim huchsa kolisom yuchsaku. It's probably much easier for a girl who wants to be mafka herself to find prutzim who are willing to participate than it is for someone who's trying to find a document forger to forge a document for them. Meaning, why would we be choshesh that that someone would listen and forge this document? So hakanami kiven dekam hadra ziufei mezufei zayif fakasav. So the Gemara explains, at least the way Rashi understands, is that we assume that if someone wants to forge a document, and we know that he's been looking, he'll figure out how to do it himself, and he'll write his own shtar and forge his own shtar. So that's why we assume that such a shemra on a shtar would be a problem of a shame ra. That's how Rashi understands, at least, that he would do it himself. He would. The Ran says that it could be even if Edom would come and say, yeah, that's our ksav yad, we're still choshesh as mezuyif. Maybe he did such a good job of being mezuyif their signatures, they're going to look at their signatures and say that that's our signature, even though it was forged. It's a forgery. That's already quite a chiddush. The Rambam paskins that even though shtar, if it's even though the shtar is chashash mezuyif, if the chasimus edim, if the edim come to Beis Din themselves and they say zek sav yadenu, then you would be able to be gover with such a shtar. It's not Rambam writes in Hilchaseidus Perchav Beis halacha hey, because it's the milsalo shchicha. Biragra writes in the bottom of Chosh Mishpat that it's the milsalo shchicha that edim aren't going to recognize their own signature. You can do such a good job that they won't even recognize their own signature. Okay, next Mishnah. Ve'elu she'eman kanas. We already gave a list of all the girls who do receive a kanas. Now this Mishnah lists all the girls who do not receive a kanas. Habala giyoros v'al shuyev v'al shivcha sh'niftiv sh'niskar v'shin sh'tachru yiseiros al b'na shal shon yom echad. Someone who either converted or was let out of captivity or was freed from slavery after the age of 3, where we assume that she's no longer a basula after the age of 3, so that's why she doesn't get a knas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shvuya Shenifte Sarei B'Ketushasa Af Plisha Gedola. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if she was a Shvuya that was let out of captivity after the age of 3, we assume she's perfectly fine, even though she's a Gedola. Haba, and now continuing the list of those who did not get a knas, Tosfos points out, by the way, that a shvuya on a daraisa level is not becheskas ba'ula, because we always say b'shvuya hikilu, that we're always mekel with a shvuya, but as a gzera midrabanan, in order that she not marry a kohen, we're not going to give her knas either. It's a gzera midrabanan that we don't give her knas because we don't want her to marry a kohen. Haba, now continuing the list, haba albito albas bito albas bino, someone who's boel his daughter or his granddaughter, albas ishto his stepdaughter, Albas Bina, his stepdaughter, his wife's granddaughter, Albas Bita, Ein La Knas, Ein La Knas. Those girls don't get Knas. Meishem is Chayiv Benafsho, Shemisas Midei Beizin. Because in all these cases, he's Chayiv Misa Bidei Beizin. And if you're Chayiv Misa and Beizin, then we apply Kamla Bidrab Minei. You're not going to have to make a monetary payment. But Kamla Chayiv Benafsho, Ein Mishali Mamun. Whenever you're Chayiv Benafsho, you have to pay money. Shnemar Vim Lo Yason Anoshi Anesh. That's the pasuk Lo Yason Anoshi Anesh. Only if there's no Chayiv Misa, then you pay the Mamun. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dosa, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa are in agreement with each other. Rabbi Yehuda Adam, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one in our mission who says that a Shvuya is not assumed to be a Ba'ula. We assume that she's still B'Kedushasa, and Rabbi Dosa agrees. Ditanya, Shvuya chalas b'truma to Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa holds that Shvuya is allowed to eat truma. Amru Rabbi Dosa v'chima asalah Ravi Alas. Because Rabbi Dosa says, wow, what are this Arab who captured her daughter already? Tells points out we dafka say in Arab because the Gemara in Kiddushim Memtes says that Asara Kavan Zima Yard. 10 measures of Zima came into this world and 9 of them were taken by the Aravim, so that's why we assume that that's the one that assaulted her. What, just because he harassed her and assaulted her, but you think that passes through lacuna? He didn't actually rape her. There's no way we're choshish for that, says Rabbi Dosa. So you see that Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Dosa are in agreement with each other. Amar Rabbi says, no, you don't see that at all. Dilma lohi, ad kan lo krami Rabbi Yehuda ha'chel shloi echoti niskar. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda will make you pay a knas because a guy rapes a girl, he deserves to be punished. So let him pay a knas. We don't want him to benefit. Aval hasam k'rabbanan sfir lei. But maybe when it comes to eating truma, maybe Rabbi Yehuda will agree that she should not eat truma. Inam yatkan lokom Rabbi Dosa asmel b'trumat rabbanon. Aval knasar araisa krabbanon sfirulei. And maybe Rabbi Dosa only holds that she's not going to that she'll be allowed to eat truma by truma mit rabbanon. But when we're dealing with the dinda araisa, like paying knas, maybe then Rabbi Dosa would agree with the rabbanon and not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to then question that, but that's going to get into a whole new conversation. So we'll stop there, but we'll pick up from that point tomorrow.